News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Good reason why you shouldn't be setting fire to things, because it can go horribly wrong, as they've been finding out in Tipperary, particularly around Slieve na Mann, with the fire that we were talking about yesterday. We hoped, Carol Kennedy of Tipperary Fire and Rescue, that it was coming under control, but unfortunately Mother Nature had a different priority yesterday, and you are now fighting a bigger fire.
Well, it did. And just, can I start off by saying, yeah, please, listeners, don't listen to his gardening advice. We don't want it to put a match to anything.
Solid advice, Carol, solid.
Again, I suppose the fire, just to reiterate, is doing what it's kind of predicted to do. The temperatures did drop a little bit last night and the pressure dropped. So with that, we saw a little bit of dampening down with the fire. It did take off in other areas, and at night time, it can look very, very dramatic. We had the aerial support in again yesterday, targeting different roads and protections of houses and various spots in the mountain. What I will say is, at the moment, we're seeing there's a lot of chatter going on social media and about us doing this, that and the other thing, and evacuation orders, that kind of stuff. There is no evacuation order in place. We're not concerned about the fire hitting properties at this point, and we are monitoring them very, very closely. And I would ask the public to just listen to the official sources rather than social media itself. And you can find up-to-date statements on the Tipperary County Council website. It's not helping residents. We have some older residents who are getting quite nervous, obviously with the fire, but also with the social media talk and pictures and that kind of thing. So please just listen to the official services. We do know what we're talking about. We have plenty of experience with this kind of thing. So when we say we're not concerned about your house at the moment, we're not concerned about your house. We are monitoring them, and we are making sure that our top priority is the protection of life and property.
One of the things that I suppose is less controllable is the smoke, and a fire of this scale produces a lot of it. And if there probably are homes and farms that are in the line for that smoke as it blows over. What's Absolutely. Your advice to people who maybe see a lot of smoke but aren't at risk from the fire?
Okay, and probably that's the majority of what we're talking about with the properties. There is a lot of smoke. And to be honest, when the aerial support come down and put that water on the fires and the areas adjacent, you will see even more smoke, because that's what happens when you do put water on the fires. We'll see the smoke rising. And again, as the temperature rises, and depending on the direction of the wind and your location of the house, you might experience a lot of smoke. What we would say again is to close your windows and doors, and be mindful of anyone with respiratory illnesses. Maybe check in on them if you can, if there's neighbours or that. And in regards to animals, if at all possible, bring your animals indoors, because they will be affected by the smoke.
Okay, Carol Kennedy, we wish you and the Air Corps and the private helicopters and Tipperary Fire and Rescue the very best in tackling that that awful blaze in a beautiful part of our country on Slieve na Mann.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.